3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Triad of the Forest podcast, a podcast from three Puerto Rican friends coming together to do deep dives into Star Wars and other nerd-related media. This is season 2, episode 36, and this will be our last regular episode of season 2. Don't worry, we're going to be doing special episodes on Book of Boba, but until next year for season 3. So in honor of that, we just kind of wanted to, you know, chat with all of you guys about everything that we loved about media this year, everything that we maybe did not love as much, and just kind of recap and give you a sense of what we're really looking forward to next year. So I'm back, guys.
Welcome back. Holy shit. We can't really talk about like any pop culture without, you know, welcoming you back. We've been talking, Mo and I, how much we've missed you. The Triad has definitely not been the same. We have to thank, obviously, Tori for jumping in, helping us a couple of times, and Josie as well. But, you know, we need a special sauce, and the special sauce is always Nani, which makes the Triad be the Triad. The diet is good, but when the Triad is together, we can do everything. But as happy as we are as that you're here, we still have to acknowledge that you fulfilled the prophecy and indeed did extremely well in your law school studies, breaking the curve, if rumors are correct.
Yeah. Sorry to those out there that hate me now.
We knew it. But we knew you were a nerd and we knew you would do it.
I did do it. I'm very proud of myself. So here's to a happy holidays.
happy holidays. Was it worth it? Was it worth it to break all those other nerds' hearts who were expecting to get a curve so they can do well in class, but you just thwarted their efforts?
Well, I'm not really gonna know until the next semester starts, because we started getting the grades after class were done, so I haven't heard, you know, any hate yet, and I'm not sure if everybody knows that it was me. So we just told the world, thank you, that it was me that screwed everybody.
I mean, but at least we're telling the nerd world in podcast format. Hopefully, like, all your law school friends aren't Star Wars nerds or just like bookworm nerds, and they don't I mean, we hope they cross over, right? We want more listeners, but at least don't cross over right now so you don't hear this episode, so that you can
cross over season 3. That's funny.
Exactly, on season 3. Maybe like in February. This is still,
and
you
never
know, dangerous,
and never listen to
holidays.
This episode ever. Just don't listen to this episode.
no, don't listen to this episode.
Skip it.
But it is the winter solstice today. Today is a palindrome day. Is 12/21/21 or 12/21/2021. It's the 21st day of the 21st century and some other things. So it's a fun day that we're recording on for all these number nerds that like special days that have no galactic meaning, but at least have meaning to, you know, humanity based on our calendar. So it's a fun day to be recording, even though we're not releasing it today. It is the reason for the season. It's the winter solstice. Some people claim that it's Christmas, but sure, we'll give it to them too. Merry Christmas to everyone who celebrates Christmas, since it's also the week of. Before we sign out, we want to, you know, say that to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Kwanzaa. I mean, Hanukkah's over, but happy Hanukkah to everyone that celebrates Hanukkah. And if you don't celebrate those religious holidays and you still celebrate a secular holiday, good for you too. You know, you can enjoy the holidays too. The holidays are not about religion, they're about family and friends and sharing that time with everybody together. We're a Puerto Rican podcast, and we'd be remiss if we didn't say Christmas is better in Puerto Rico. We have the longest Christmas in the world, and it doesn't snow, but that is a blessing. We just have a warm Christmas, and it's the best time.
You can go to the beach on Christmas. That's nice.
We get two technically, right? Because some people celebrate Christmas in July. So we get, you know, two summer Christmases, technically.
Summer Christmases.
And then Reyes.
And then and then Reyes, which I confirmed in English, it's technically called the Epiphany. It's not a Three Kings thing. I don't make the rules. It's just Wikipedia. They make
the rules.
That's
a terrible translation.
It's a horrible translation.
I don't make them.
But then again, Home Alone has a horrible title translated into Spanish.
What's the title in Spanish?
Mi pequeño angelito.
It's Mi pequeño angelito.
No,
my little angel.
My little angel.
Like, what the hell?
Doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
That I could understand that translation for Dennis the Menace. I can see that for him.
Maybe.
For that movie, but for Home Alone, it's like, that does not let me know what this movie is about.
So it's not the worst translation, I guess, but pretty bad.
It's pretty.
Let's keep it the Three Kings Day. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's look back into 2021. I think despite COVID and despite things not being that much better than 2020 in terms of, you know, world health and, you know, safety measures and all those things, we still hope that everyone, you know, had good mental health and took care of themselves and were able to stay healthy, because, you know, that's the most important thing. If you don't have our health, we don't have anything. So it was still a good year for entertainment, and we needed it. Jesus Christ. 2021 yes. Being still locked in, like, I know I was still working remote for the most part, so, you know, I still needed a lot of entertainment at home to be able to cope with it, with, you know, still living alone, and like, especially now with the holidays and everything. So there was a lot that came out this year, because they were holding a lot of the things they were holding it from 2020. They released it now in 2021. So we had a bunch of Marvel stuff, not so much Star Wars. We had, like, mostly in publishing were the main things in Star Wars, but Marvel.
Except for Visions, which was fantastic.
Visions and the Bad Batch. So let's do that retrospective and say, you know, be thankful about the media that we saw. I know Natalie and I have seen Spider-Man recently. Mo hasn't, so we don't want to spoil anything, and we'll discuss it in the next episode. We all three can, you know, talk about it. Matrix coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And contribute, exactly.
Yeah, but I'm very excited, because this today was literally my first foray to the movie theater since COVID started, and it was to watch Spider-Man No Way Home, and it was totally worth it. So whoever's out there that hasn't watched it, is skeptical or whatever, it has its problems, but it's totally fun to watch. So just, you know, give yourself a little holiday treat and go outside, absolutely, wear your mask, be safe about it, but it's really fun. But anyway, yeah, what were you saying, Goose? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I do think that Disney should still be doing, I think Disney should be doing what HBO is doing the dual release with home media. I think that their Premier Access thing is absurd, because you have two paywalls. You have to, like, pay for the service and then pay in addition to be able to watch things when we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So I think HBO's strategy is the best one and the most equitable. I mean, it's not equitable, because you still have to pay for the service, but within the limits,
within the framework
limits. Yeah. It's better. So I was going to say, if you don't want to go to movie theaters to watch Spider-Man, watch it at home, but Disney and Sony don't want you to do that.
Although you can watch the Matrix.
That you can watch the Matrix.
Yep.
Even though Matrix, I'm going to watch it at the movie theater, because holy crap, that movie, big screen.
I think for the visuals and just the sound alone, it's a Matrix movie. It's worth it to go to the theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you can't and you don't feel safe, stay home. But with that, I think Marvel definitely closed off the year with a bang, and that is an understatement. Spider-Man was pretty amazing. I still have to do a rewatch to see if the movie holds up without, you know, being in a theater with people screaming and cheering, and then obviously all the nostalgia things that happen in the movie. I want to see, you know, remove emotions from it, and now look at it objectively to see if it's still, because right now for me, No Way Home is my tippy top of Marvel entertainment for this year, because I think they released 9 things this year with all the shows and everything, so I have to see, like, after the rewatch, will it stay at the top of the list?
And I would actually disagree with you. I really loved it, and I think the nostalgia is one of the things that makes it great, because it's not just like the end of this trilogy. It's the end of all the Spider-Man that commenced in like 2001 with the first Spider-Man release. So, you know, it brings a lot of things back. So I think the nostalgia is one of its pluses, regardless that it's, you know, making fanboys scream and everything. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's fun. And there's a lot of really good feels in it. There's a lot of really good emotions that are brought through it. But I still think that the best thing that Marvel released this year was Loki.
Loki's number 2 on my list. Absolutely.
Loki, then WandaVision, who are like up and down. Like, I'm gonna have to rewatch both of those to see which one, like, really comes on top.
Which one takes the cake?
Yeah. The problem, I definitely wanted WandaVision to win. But I think the problem WandaVision had was definitely the ending. The last episode was kind of like a you were so close to greatness, and then you didn't pull the trigger, which I think is where Loki kind of excelled. The ending of Loki was like, okay, here we go. So it ended on a better note. So
despite what on that note, jumping to some of the things that I'm looking forward to next year is obviously Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness and how they're going to integrate what happened in WandaVision and with Loki and into that film. I'm really looking forward to see how that happens, because one of the things with Spider-Man, sorry that we're talking about it so much, Mo, that you haven't watched it.
Don't worry.
When they first started talking. But when they first started talking about, you know, all the characters that they were bringing back, I was like, how are they going to make any of this work? It works. There's plot holes and everything, and we can get into details later, but they actually made it work. So now with Doctor Strange, I want to see how they make it work in that film, like that has a slightly darker tone, and you're bringing characters that were more fleshed out in the screen, like Wanda. So I'm looking forward. Like, Marvel's doing good things.
But you saw, I mean, again, well, I think Mo doesn't care too much about spoilers. I think we can definitely talk about the post-credit scene. You saw the the post-credit scene, right, with about Doctor Strange. I think one of the cool things about that, and maybe I don't know if they're intentionally doing what they did, but seeing like evil Doctor Strange at the end of that, spoiler alert, everybody, seeing evil Doctor Strange at the end of the, because it wasn't really a scene, it was a trailer.
It was a trailer for the film, basically.
The post-credit scene was a trailer. but seeing evil Doctor Strange made me think, wait, is this the evil Doctor Strange?
Is it the same one from What If? Yeah.
Exactly.
Or is it a new evil Doctor Strange?
I really hope it's the one from What If, but I was confused about if it was, just because technically the evil Doctor Strange from What If turned out to not be evil because he helped save the universe. So I don't know if, but it looked similar.
I mean, technically helped out, but that Doctor Strange still has all the demons inside.
True.
So whatever power has to be attached with whatever consequences, and probably affects this Doctor Strange soul or like, so yeah, I guess they could still be evil, but.
I really hope it's the same one, because that's the type of that'll elevate the show a little bit more, because then it doesn't feel like it's just, you know, this animated thing that's on the side. That's, you know, it's been okay, but by bringing it then into like crossing it into the live action stuff, that'll, you know, I'm ready for that. Just and the fact that Sam Raimi is a director, good.
Oh yeah, and then that Doctor Strange episode was one of the best ones in What If. So.
Surprisingly, it's Doctor Strange. I remember when I saw the first Doctor, and I think I said this ad nauseum at this point, but when I saw the first Doctor Strange movie, I was like, I don't like this. I know they purposefully made him a character that we're not supposed to like that much, at least at the beginning. But even towards the end, I'm like, I don't like you, period. So I'm glad that they're fixing him a little bit, because I think every appearance that he's had after Doctor Strange has been better in terms of his characterization. Because I mean, I really enjoyed him in Spider-Man. I think he did like a really cool job at being like nice guy but still arrogant douche. So there was a good balance between nice his douche. Personalities there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and then we get to see Wanda again. So that begs the question, do we get to see Wanda and Vision and her kids? Like, how much multiverse are we going to get in this Multiverse of Madness?
Yep.
I want all the madness.
All the madness.
All the madness. And I want it to go dark, too.
I mean, if judging by the trailer, I think we're gonna get some darkness. Because that trailer ended very ominously.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, please. Like, Marvel really needs to pull the trigger with all these properties and stop being like so PG-13. I'm not saying go R, but let's get funky. Let's get dark. Let's
play with the dark side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's appropriate, exactly. Because even Ant-Man, which I don't know if Ant-Man comes out next year. I think it does. So Ant-Man 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp 3, Quantumania with Kang the Conqueror, which we just saw, obviously. Well, we didn't see this Kang the Conqueror. We saw a version of him in Loki, but seeing him now as the bad guy, and Ant-Man the Wasp has been known as kind of a more lighthearted of the Marvel films. So maybe Kang's going to push the film now into a more darker direction. So that's maybe we're going to get our hopes and dreams here of having Marvel just like, boom, have the grittiness and darkness from the Netflix shows. That's what I'm hoping for.
We'll see. We'll see. I do like the lighthearted stuff too, because I feel sometimes DC goes in the opposite direction and goes way too dark. And then, and I honestly, they showed the trailer for The Batman in the theaters, and obviously it's completely different watching it, you know, on the big screen than watching it in your phone. Oh, and I still don't know how I feel about it. I think it's too dark. There's too much rain. He's too emo. He's too whiny. It's too much. I get it.
Batman's always been whiny.
But dark doesn't mean broody. Yeah. I feel like DC thinks that being broody and literally dark means dark. Mm-hmm. You can be super colorful and be dark.
Yeah, and be dark.
Right. Look at
Legion and Birds of Prey. Like, they're both incredibly colorful shows, but and a movie, but they're really dark. Yeah. So you don't need darkness to be dark. Like,
and when you can barely see what's happening because it's so dark, you can't tell where people are and what the action's happening or what anything. So I don't know how to feel about that, to be honest.
Same thing with Endgame. Endgame was technically supposed to be like this dark movie that follows up Infinity War, which had like a super downbeat ending. But Endgame was technically a really fun movie, and there's had a lot more humor in it. And yes, they had like very dark moments, but it was, you know, still colorful, fun, and upbeat within a dark and tragic setting. So I agree. I mean, I'm still very excited for the Batman, because, you know, Batman's my number one. He's the, you know, he's the OG, and he's supposed to brood. He's the only one that's like 100% gets to brood. Superman doesn't. True. Aquaman doesn't, but Batman.
Nobody else. Batman can brood.
Nobody else. Batman can brood. Nobody else.
What about you, Mo? What was your favorite thing about 2021, and what are you looking forward to in 2022?
Oh, for starters, I still feel like it's 2020. We're straight up jumping to 2022. So
2022.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's terrifying. I don't want it to come, honestly. I'm just like, please.
Yeah, it's like I'm still processing the aftermath of 2020.
But it's like a rewarding and weird times, because we're all at the same time, like, oh, you know, we're dealing with extremely like anxiety inducing things in our lives, but at the same time it's like, but I still have to live my life. So the sense of normalcy and anxiety that's just like mixed together, and it's interesting. It's weird. I don't think we're supposed to be living this way, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. From show wise and perspective on like what's been streaming and what we talked about, like nerd media and fandom, I have to say that we've never talked about it, but I'm so glad that a week ago the sixth season of JoJo came out. This first 12 episodes. So that's definitely out there. I have to say that I'm torn between, I feel like What If has a lot of like really intriguing things. I can't say it's as a show the best one. I can say it has like mini arcs that are definitely way more like pushing the envelope out there, which I like. I think like what Nani said, Loki and WandaVision are just right there. And I'm with you, because you know, they messed a little bit the ending on WandaVision. Probably I hope COVID. They can COVID, or you know, just it almost feels like they straight away from WandaVision to, oh, we also have to open this up to the other multiverse and tie all together. And I don't think it was as seamless as Loki
instead of trying to, you know, let it be its own thing like they did with Loki. They kind of used Wanda as, you know, the train to go towards Doctor Strange and didn't let it be its own enclosed thing like with Loki, because Loki still ended openly. Like, in Loki, but it still felt contained.
It's still Loki. So. It's still a Loki thing, you know. And it's interesting because Loki as a character had less to develop wise than Wanda did.
At least that's what we thought, right? Coming into it. It's like, oh, we've seen everything.
Well, but even still, you know, Loki's just dealing with, oh, I have to learn how to like myself and love myself. Wanda's dealing with not only that, but grieving. And on top of that, losing all of her family. Like, it's not
twice.
Like,
her family, you know, and the tools she built for herself to heal, she lost that too. Like, even though obviously she was torturing people, which is not okay, but that was the tool that she had made to, you know, try to heal herself. She could have taken over the entire planet or the entire universe. She just took over a little town. So I think perspective's 20, you know.
Well, but I think with those
things considered, she could have been worse.
And not to cut you off more, but I mean, that's an interesting, like, aside about the Wanda thing, because I think sometimes when we're looking at media, people want to be like, oh, Kylo Ren killed like all these people, he's such a bad guy, or Wanda imprisoned a town and it's so bad. But I don't think that's the how we should start looking at this, like how she imprisoned the town. I think it's more the depth that we should get from it, is that when you're going through grief, sometimes you lash out at people and you hurt people without meaning to, because you're going through what you're going through and you're not aware of the pain you cause others. So it's not about,
and when you're as powerful as Wanda is,
right? And then, I mean, that's the vehicle they use for it, like a superpower being like trapped to town. But it's more personal than that, because that happens to all of us when we're, you know, sad or depressed or in a bad place. Sometimes we hurt our friends and family when we're going through our negative things. I think that's the crutch of all these things, and how storytelling like uses all these devices to tell the human story, which I think that's what's the most powerful thing about WandaVision. It's set in a super powered environment, but it's still a deeply personal story that we can all relate human to.
Emotions, especially in a year like the year that we've had this year, last year, with all the added stress and a lot of grieving. Not only for loved ones that many of us have lost, but just grieving for an entire way of life that has completely changed. So, I mean, it's been trying, and I enjoy it when when media does not ignore the hard issues, and media has ignored mental health for a very long time. Like, mental health is ignored throughout, and it's still considered taboo to talk about or to say that you go to therapy or any of those things. And I really like it when these shows take it out to the forefront and say, this is something that all of us have to deal with. And it's okay. And it's actually the healthier thing to do, to actually talk about it and try to get some help and realize that it's not just you that's going through this. A lot of us go through it too. So I think that is one of the magic things that WandaVision did. And that's why I think it is one of those shows that's really going to endure. So here's hoping we get more of her, like of her being powerful in herself and finding herself in Doctor Strange. That's what I really want to see.
And more personal stories like that.
And more that, personal like, stories something. Like that. Yes.
And look,
I was gonna ask you more about looking forward, but you were gonna go there yourself. Keep going.
Oh, I guess like tagging along what Nani said about mental health, it's also not just showing it, because I feel like Captain America and Winter Soldier, did show some sort of therapy. But the way it was shown, it was like, oh, no, you're okay without therapy. Like, it was like an afterthought. It was almost like placed as a burden to her characters that they were going through. Oh, I have to go to therapy. Like, it's.
And they kind of turned into a joke too, which didn't sit well with me. It's like,
exactly.
You can make it accessible by making it funny, but don't poke fun of it. Like that's, that's a different direction. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like I've had plenty of therapy sessions where, you know, it's just laughing. Yeah. Like because you have to, it's one of the coping mechanisms.
And laughing is always good for the soul.
Is always good for the soul. Unless you're excessively laughing and then you become the Joker. But
oh no.
Hey, all extremes are bad. All
good things. Yeah, all good things in moderation. Exactly.
That is correct.
Because then, you can turn the other way. Like you can joke about everything as a coping mechanism, but then that takes away from you even dealing with things because everything's
internalizing.
You don't internalize it. So everything in moderation and nothing to the extremes. But I guess I'm looking forward to that. Like, let's explore the psyche. Like, I think Loki did that. I think WandaVision did that fairly well. I would even say that Visions did it really well, like within their time frames, you know? It's all about, like, it's not about the flashy thing. It's not about, I mean, yeah, we all like the lightsaber. We all like, we all like the beautiful scenery and everything, but as humanity, like, we need stories that dive into our psyche, dive into how we deal with grief, how we deal with loss and changes, and ultimately how to deal with all the social constructs, because that's what they are. Everything is just falling around because COVID destroying social constructs that have been there for the past few years. But take a time machine 100 years ago and those social constructs were totally different. So and when there was a change, there was also grieving. So now we're in that stage of grieving, and probably the next step will also be once, like, there's AI, like there's gonna be another wave of grief. Like, oh wait, is what is meant to be human? And I think we're starting to touch on those aspects, like characters like the Vision, characters that go beyond our quote unquote, like, a biological human being is what's considered human. I think it'll just be interesting to start seeing those, like, movies and shows instead of. And this what I also kind of like haven't liked about what I've seen, or it's all about, like, oh, let's grab an old show and an old TV movie, I mean an old movie, and remake it, or we'll add a little bit like spark of like today's flavor, but that's it. And you know, there's nothing wrong with nostalgia, like, don't get me wrong, like, everybody likes a trip down memory lane, but you're not, it's lazy. It's
not
looking for what we need. It's just, you know, I'm just doing this because I want to make sure that I get the next paycheck. And I hope that we steer away from that. It's not happening. I'm seeing, like, heck, look, Matrix, like, it's coming back. Ghostbusters, what was it? All the Batmans. Yes, like, it's a cycle. And then, and again, you know, we all love those characters. Even Spider-Man. Yeah, like, we all love those characters, but don't be down on them. Don't just overstretch those stories. Like, make new original stories. Like, incorporate. Because ultimately, those characters were built for an age and for a certain group of people that are no longer, like, that's not what we need anymore as society. Those are not the heroes we need. Those are the heroes we needed back then to establish, you know, our whatever ego trip, because that's what it was. It was an ego trip, like the US and USSR and who was better. But now it's different. Like, we have to get away from the ego trips. Like, we're all in the same, like, this world is about to end soon. If we don't deal with climate change, we might all just, like, who cares about the virus if in 50 years we're gonna be dead? Like, the earth will be fine. I'm totally cool with the earth will be fine. The question is, are we gonna be, no matter no matter what, the Earth is just gonna keep spinning around the sun until that,
until the sun
fire just consumes it all, but in a few billion years. But so we don't have to worry about that. No, but we do have to worry about our impact. Like, are we gonna be able to see the survive, or if we have children? I mean, none of us have children to worry about that, but
yeah,
we still have to worry about other children and the future generations, and are they gonna inherit something,
a mess, something better, and
unfortunately we are species of stories, so if we are just taught saying the same stories, you're still reinforcing the same values that led to this current point. And those values are not valid anymore. They're probably just taking us back and not holding. Like, so I want to see, like, I want to see finally, like, that push. Like, let's break away from all those, like, roles and characters that we all know and love, and then focus on building new stories and create what we need. But who knows? Whatever. I'm not. I don't have the money to sponsor, or, you know, create a sponsor.
You don't have Disney money. No.
I don't have Disney money.
I don't have Disney money. No, but that reminds me a lot. And then we talked about it in our previous episode. We were talking about the controversy with Star Wars Eclipse, and when we were talking about the Blackout Star Wars Eclipse movement, and it you know, it ties to that, right, Mo? We're how are we being ethical and conscious consumers of media? Because it's the same thing as when we buy paper towels or aluminum foil, and we check that if it's from recycled content, or what do we do with the products that we're disposing of, or the food products, is it like free range, stuff like that. And like, if we're conscious consumers, right, for all the products that we buy for our home and for the food that we put in our body, it's the same thing for the media, right? So we want to consume media that, one, is visually stimulating, right? Because that's what the things that we watch are. We want to stimulate our brains, our eyes, but we also want to stimulate our brains and have media that not only is smart, but also represents the values that we aspire to. So that's what Blackout Star Wars Eclipse comes to. It's just like, we want the games that we're consuming to be made by companies that have the same values that we do, so that the game ultimately has those same values. So it's a cycle of consumption, right? Like, how do we consume things that we want? And it's by, like you said, more by watching the things that we support and not watching or reading things that we don't support. So in that sense, definitely agree. In terms of media, I don't know. I don't know. It's tough, right? Especially since Disney owns, like, what, 80% of the media that we
of all nerd media
consume. So it's got, so it gets, I mean, it's hard with capitalism, right, to escape, but I still think
crony capitalism.
Yeah, but that's when it's more important to be loud and demand, right, what you want from your media to represent who you are and what you are. So I don't know. I think the High Republic is kind of doing that, starting to, like, reflect those values, but now we need to kind of keep doing the same. Like, am I paying money to go to the movies to see this one movie or this other movie? One, you know, represents something and supports something, and one doesn't. So, you know, those are the decisions that we make that help create that world. And, you know, trickles down to, like, all the different things that we do in life. But that's a little more, you know, deep, right, from what we were expecting from 2022, but it still counts.
Expect the darkness, 2022.
Yeah, it's not gonna get better. We thought 2021 was gonna be better than 2020. I mean, it was, right? It was a little bit, but it wasn't that much better than 2020.
Yeah, well, and then in Puerto Rico, we got down to almost like 4% contagiousness, and then the Bad Bunny concert happened. Not saying anything bad about Bad Bunny, but the concert happened, and we're up to like 14%. Contagion.
I mean, I wouldn't blame the concert for that. I mean, I just think people are just idiots now, all over the place anyway, and they lowered their guard. And I mean, one concert is not going to create all those spikes that we just saw.
But two Bad Bunny concerts might.
I don't know. There's 3 million people in Puerto Rico.
That's the power of perreo, you know?
Perreo.
You always have to perreo saludable in the open air. I think it's okay with the COVID.
But it wasn't in the open air, that's why.
It wasn't in Viran Bison, it was open air.
Yeah, no, but that was one of the sections.
Those people are in closed space. That's different.
That's where the intense perreo happened. So that's where COVID is spreading.
I don't know. I'm not Dr. Fauci.
But
it's happening everywhere though, because right here in Chicago too, we're having a massive outbreak too, like randomly, like not randomly. It's not random.
It's not random.
Like you were saying, people just started to let their guard down, and it's the holidays, and people want to have fun and be with their loved ones and whatever. And you let your guard down, and there's new strains of mutations out there that
Omicron.
Is that how you say Omicron?
I don't know how you're saying
Omicron.
It sounds like a Decepticon, you know?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, it's I'm getting my booster shot next week, so like we all have to do our parts. Wear our masks, get your booster shots, and we'll get it on Saturday.
The booster.
You said that it kicked your ass a little bit, right?
Was it worse than the second shot? It was worse for me. I mean, obviously, I'm.
That's interesting. Wait, which one?
I've had Pfizer all the way through. Okay. So the second one was just like kind of just made me ridiculously happy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the booster made like my lymph nodes inflame, and
holy crap.
So it like, yep. So that's one of the lesser known
side effects and stuff.
And then I got kind of like flu symptoms and stuff. Wally got a fever. I didn't, luckily. But it knocked me out for a couple days. But it's supposed to be like an indication of how sick you would get if you actually got it. So.
Hey, it's better to be a little sick.
It's better to be a little sore than to be in a ventilator. So.
And you know, it's all, that's everybody has different symptoms, you know. You can be, I got the booster and nothing happened.
I've heard people that absolutely nothing happened.
So. I mean, I had like a little bit of like, you know,
sore arm,
but
yeah,
who doesn't after a shot? So
yeah, so I encourage everybody to go get it regardless of, you know, a little bit of pain. It's not a big deal. You don't want to end up in a ventilator alone in a hospital because they don't let you have visitors or anything.
And you don't have Disney Plus, HBO Max or Netflix in the hospital. So think about that.
True.
I mean, if you can't bring a book. Well, it doesn't matter because if you're on a ventilator, you're unconscious. So,
good point. Well, I mean, you do have Disney Plus in your memory banks.
In your memory banks.
Not the same.
I'm sure Disney will develop some weird IV matrix while you're, which I don't think it's the best way to consume your Disney. But if you want to be in a hospital and
then don't get vaccinated and try it.
Speaking of, get vaccinated.
The Matrix releases on the day that we release this episode.
True. I'm very excited for Matrix. I'm more excited for the Matrix than I was for Spider-Man. Honestly, hopefully.
Facts.
I was kind of avoiding the Matrix trailers. I only watched that one teaser that we talked about in one of our episodes. I hadn't seen anything else. And then today in the theater, and I was like in the Dolby Atmos one and everything. They showed the Matrix trailer, and I was just like, what did I just see? I'm super excited.
I'm very excited.
It looks like they made Trinity more powerful again, which is what I was hoping for. I mean, they can always fuck it up because they do, but here's for high hopes.
I mean, I've been reading mixed reviews for it. Last time I checked on Rotten Tomatoes, it had like a 70%. So I mean, good reviews, but definitely mixed. Yeah. It's not like, you know, 94 like Spider-Man. So I'm actually more excited when I see mixed reviews for like a movie like this. It's like, okay, it's polarizing.
Because it makes it controversial, and there's like things to like, things to hate, things. Yeah, I do like it when it's like more mixed than anything else. I still have to watch Eternals that I haven't watched.
Oh my god. Well, Eternals, you definitely have to watch it. I really, really liked it. People hated it, but I really liked it. I think it's the to like use the cliche comparison at this point. I think it's the Last Jedi of the MCU right now.
Really?
Okay.
A dark horse, but very
so,
good.
I mean, I think the Last Jedi is better. Don't get me wrong. But in terms of like just like subverting like what the MCU formula, I think that Eternals is really, really, really good.
It's not
fun, you know, like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. It's more akin to, I mean, it's not Zack Snyder's Justice League, so it's not drab in that sense, but it's does something similar in how it deconstructs the superhero mythos. So I think that's why I think it's valuable. It's like not your regular Marvel movie, even though it does, you know, some paint by the numbers Marvel stuff, because you have to hit those things when you're a Marvel movie. But I really appreciate it. Marvel needs to do more movies like that, that makes fanboys angry. That's important.
But, make fanboys angry.
Yeah, because otherwise, what are you doing?
I mean,
you're ruffling feathers.
Yeah, I think that's a good goal.
I mean, don't do it just to ruffle feathers. Do it with.
I know, but meaningfully.
I mean, but if you do it just for that, then nothing entirely.
I mean, that's
fine. Then it's worthless. Oh yeah, if you're doing it just for that, then it's worthless as well. Like we were talking about, it's all about extremes.
Mm-hmm.
An extreme, one way or the other, is bad.
No. But this episode releases tomorrow on Wednesday. So if you're listening, the Hawkeye finale actually comes out today. Have you guys been watching Hawkeye?
Not.
I saw the first two episodes and haven't followed it. Nothing wrong with it. It's just
nothing wrong with it. That's exactly my feeling about Hawkeye, which is what I thought I was going to. Sorry, what I was going to feel when I saw it, I was going to be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marvel doesn't do bad things.
It's actually, I saw the first two episodes were good. Like, they were fun. It's even better than okay. It's just that it's Hawkeye. Yeah. Like,
it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's fun. It's okay. I mean, I think the fact that like two-thirds of us here haven't kept up with Hawkeye or been interested in keeping up with it speaks volumes. But you know, one thing I will say, it's six episodes. Next episode comes out this Wednesday, so today everyone was listening. But on the fifth episode, there's a big reveal of a character that's coming back to the MCU, and that was pretty fun. That's all I'm gonna say. Everyone who's listening, if you're watching it, you know who I'm talking about. Everyone who hasn't, watch the show, and on episode 5, you'll get a fun little surprise.
Is it the same kind of surprise of like WandaVision bringing back?
Where it's a surprise that it's not a surprise.
No, it's more akin to a surprise that was, and maybe I'll ruin it for Nani, but it's akin to a surprise that was on Spider-Man.
Okay. Nani's like,
that's all I'm gonna say about it. I'm not gonna ruin it. That's it. 2022, to start wrapping up, there's a bunch of crap coming out in 2022. But I think one of the interesting things that are going to be coming out that hasn't gotten like a lot of press, which comes out on my birthday, actually, so I'm very excited for it, is the Lord of the Rings show on Amazon Prime. So that one, I'm like, oh, shit. It's like, it's on the second age, so it's not going to be connected to
the
original trilogy and stuff of Lord of the Rings. So, and based on that one image that they released for the show, I'm like, okay, this is the most interesting show that might be coming out, like of the big, you know, the big shows of nerddom that's coming out. So that I think that's one of the big things that I'm definitely looking forward to. And Star Wars Celebration, to see what surprise announcements, right, they're going to give us, because we know we have Kenobi, obviously the Book of Boba Fett coming out soon, Mandalorian Season 3, Andor, Acolyte, but with Star Wars Celebration returning next year, I'm sure they're going to have some good
so
surprises
to.
For us.
So far, so. Because we don't know Star Wars Celebration.
Don't jinx it. It's happening. It's the secret. You have to will it.
Goose has spoken.
No, I'd never give a guarantee on it. I'm just projecting positivity. It needs to happen. I can't, you know.
Sending good things out to the universe.
Yes, I can't. Please. That one good thing happen in this world.
In the next year, which is going to be hard.
Yeah. Well, I was reading that Puerto Rico Comic Con is happening early in January, which I had no clue that it was coming back so soon. I don't know if they're going to keep it with all the COVID outbreaks, but I was reading about it. Kevin Smith is apparently going. I don't know who else is going to Puerto Rico Comic Con, but maybe I should send you guys some stickers so you can like hand them out at the door with hand sanitizer. But
yeah.
I have to cover it. See if we can get invited as special guest.
maybe 2023.
2022
is too fresh.
Yeah, but I'm definitely looking forward to the Lord of the Rings show. We'll wait and see. The Lord of the Rings was actually my gateway into like fantasy because I read the books before the movies came out and everything, and that's what turned me into a giant nerd. Yeah, you have the gorgeous version of it, and you probably haven't read it, have you?
No, because I read the paperbacks that I got in high school. This is the book you don't touch.
Oh, that's this is not the book you read for display.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Anime nerd that I am, they're doing the final arc of Bleach next year. So Jesus Christ, and they're doing something new with Rurouni Kenshin, which we don't know what it is yet, really. So there's some good anime coming our way as well.
Miyazaki's coming out of retirement to do one more film. I don't know if it's coming out next year, but I read about that.
Which I'm really looking forward to because as much as I love everything he's done, that last movie, The Wind Rises, which is gorgeous. I don't think it was Miyazaki enough. It wasn't like magical enough or, you know, it's not him for me. So I'm really hoping to see if like the next one is like really.
You're hoping that this is his Dexter season 8 or whatever the new season is. It's like, okay,
I haven't actually seen the last season. I've kind of been waiting for it to run through so I can watch it because I hated that series finale.
I've never finished it. What season am I on? I think I'm like on season 3 or 4 of Dexter, but never finished it. So like, I don't know why people hate season 7 or whatever the last season was, but
Dexter,
I'm happy.
Dexter.
Yeah.
I only saw until the Trinity.
Oh, that was one of the better seasons too. The Trinity Killer is one of the better seasons. Yeah. I think that was season 4.
I think it was 4.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that the one that's, what's his name? Oh my God, I forgot his name. Whatever.
John Lithgow. It's the bad guy.
That's the one I was thinking about. I saw it.
I still think I like season 1 the best. The Ice Truck Killer, I think, is my favorite, honestly. But yeah, the Trinity Killer
I've heard that this new one is giving fans what the closure that they need. It hasn't. I don't think it's over yet, but I've heard it. It's pretty solid so far.
So that's good. To vindicate, because I don't understand it. I don't understand why some series can be so good and then they bungle up the ending badly.
Sometimes it's tough to finish things,
but it's hard. Yeah, it is.
You
have to tie everything together, or you completely disregard everything and blow people's minds away. But it's a hard line to toggle with,
and it's almost impossible to accomplish. I think the only series that was able to really, really accomplish it for me was 6 Feet Under. If you haven't watched it, it's on HBO Max. It's
Breaking Bad from like awesome ending. Also,
Breaking Bad. Yeah, Breaking Bad was great too. But very few series are able to accomplish it, actually.
Yeah,
I think I think most series just end like with a whimper, like, oh, okay, you're done.
Bye. That's like, we're done. Yeah.
Like, okay, we're done. Yeah. A few series have been like, yeah, we killed it. Here we killed go.
Yeah.
Going out with a bang. More often than not, it's either a whimper or loudly in the bad way, the Game of Thrones way. It's like, you just ruin everything you built up.
Entire last season of Game of Thrones. So bad.
But speaking of Game of Thrones, 2022, I think, is when we get Reign of the Dragon, I think it's called the spin-off show.
I don't care. I need him to finish the books. I need him to get on his ass and finish the books. That's what I need him to do. Because I need a better ending to Game of Thrones than we got in the series. And I want to know what happens to the characters that are still in the books that were never brought to the screen.
I'm sure, I'm sure that the book
will be... goddamn chair, finish the books.
I'm sure that the book will be wildly different. From the show, because
especially after the reaction of how it ended,
I'm sure the same thing will happen. Bran will be will be king. But the way that he gets there, I think, will be completely different. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, 2022 looks like a very good year for media entertainment. Hopefully, I mean, we're going through a big spike with all this COVID stuff, but hopefully you know, we can get our asses back in gear, get our booster shots and get everything under control and see if we can find some semblance of normalcy in 2022 so that we can go back and hug each other without fear of COVID spikes.
Yeah.
With that, I think we're good for the year for now until we start our reviews for the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, until someone has like some final closing thoughts for 2021 and this Christmas holiday season.
No, I just think just everybody be safe. Take care of yourselves because you don't want to, you know, take too many risks wanting to see people if you think there's a chance of contagion and stuff. So just, you know, be as safe as possible and really looking forward to next year. Maybe we'll be able to go out some more. We're going to get a lot of Star Wars content because as much as we love talking about Marvel and everything else, we really love talking about Star Wars more. So here's hoping that the new Star Wars stuff meets our expectations. And if it doesn't, we're criticizing the shit out of it because, you know, that's what we do. So I'm just looking forward to hanging out with both of you next year again and doing this for one more year. It's been over a year already. I didn't think we were going to make it this long to begin with. I'm sorry I was away, you know, for finals and stuff, but I think I have a better handle of my studies. So I think I'll be around.
Fucking A. And we obviously love having you around. We're the Triad. So
yeah.
Together. It's awesome.
Yes. May this year be filled with, I mean, experiences for everybody that make them grow, make them appreciate life a little bit more, make them love themselves a little bit more, and make all of us learn and be better versions of ourselves. If we can be more compassionate or just be more mindful of, you know, we all have neighbors, we all have friends and family. If COVID has taught us anything, is that we're all connected. Doesn't matter if we're in Puerto Rico, if you're in New Zealand or in Antarctica, we're all connected. COVID affects us all, just as our environment affects us all, just as every decision we take affects our neighbors and friends. So I hope this year, you know, just gives more time to be more appreciative and thankful for all the good things. And hopefully we stick together and survive. If not, peace to the earth. I hope you keep going well.
It was fun.
It was fun while it lasted.
She will survive without us.
I hope the record survives. So when the next sentient species takes over the world,
find this podcast.
They will find this podcast and be like, let's learn from humans' mistakes. I'm sure it'll be some octopus version of the future that has evolved, or dolphins, but so. Keep, I hope you hear this, future octopi.
Yeah.
Octopi peeps.
Octopeeps.
Octopeeps. Peace to all. So.
Yeah. Thanks everyone again for one extra year, season two. We couldn't have done it without you. To all the three people that listen to us, thank you. Happy holidays. We hope, like Mo and Nally said, we hope that 2021, as hard as it was filled with good things despite the hardships. Thanks for joining us in this journey of this year. And we hope you continue joining us in 2022. We hope that you have love, like Mo said, compassion, kindness, and empathy.
Yes. Before we leave, I completely forgot. I'm very grateful for Squid Game.
Squid Game
was
fantastic.
Amazing.
I told you to get into K-dramas before. I feel vindicated. I've been telling you for the whole year.
Or anybody that hasn't watched Squid Game, do it. Do yourself a favor and do it.
Watch it.
Not to keep digressing from signing off, but I was disappointed that Spider-Man No Way Home, even though I was doing so many callbacks to Spider-Man 2, didn't have Vindicated by Dashboard Confessional. That's all I'm going to say. Done.
now that he heard Vin.
It's out there in the universe. I did it.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Well, with that, we are Triad of the Force. Look forward to our special episodes on the Book of Boba, where we get back to talking to Star Wars. Look forward to whenever we release season 3, because it will be coming after the holidays at some point. Mm-hmm. We need a rest, but we will be here talking to you about all our crazy opinions. Look for us wherever that podcast can be found. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, anywhere. Just everything, anywhere that podcast can be found. Yeah, just search for Triad of the Force.
Subscribe.
Ring that bell. Get some merch. Just, you know, show us
some hate and tell us why you hate us.
It's fine. Controversy.
But if you show us hate, still like and subscribe.
Make sure you don't give us anything for a reason. Tell us why you hate us.
Leave us some comments and everything. Let us know what you're thinking, what you want us to talk about, because we have some time off now that we can think about new topics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So let us know. And with that, happy holidays, all of the holidays, and may the Force be with you.